Ofcom don't do pirate radio stations.
But if they did,
Central Radio would probably be the best in the world.
Well, in the second hour, we've got Pirate Street Episode 4. Plus, we've also got Captain Kremen Episode 2 as well. And some excellent music like this one from Wax. And a bridge to your hearts here on Central, and don't forget to check out the Central website, which is www.centralradio.info, and there's also a website for Pirate Street now to catch up with previous episodes. It's www.piratestreet.tk.
Playing the hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and today, sometimes all at once. Free radio across Merseyside. This is Central Radio International. We'll be right back.
understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last, I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. I need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
That's Mr. Mister, something called Broken Wings, here on Central. And if you've missed this and other shows, you can catch up with them on the Central website. It's www.centralradio.info. There's a special page where you can download or stream audio. of both Central and other stations. So have a look at it now. It's www.centralradio.info. This, on the other hand, is Duran Duran. Duran Duran, there's something called Come Undone here on Central, and coming next, it's Captain Kremen.
Open up the windows,
turn it up loud, let the neighbours know you're listening to Central Radio.
And now, Intercontinental Ballistic Enterprises present an associated multinational production,
Captain Kremen.
You're the only man alive that can handle this mission, Kremen.
I know, sir.
It's up to you to save my empire, Captain.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Do you realize, Kremen, that the fate of the continental United States is in your hands?
Fear not, Mr. President. It's not for nothing that they call me the world's most fabulous man.
Computer readout. Subject, Captain Elvis Brandenburg Kremen. Born December 25th, 1950. Height 6'10". Physical attributes: supreme athlete, concert pianist, Concorde pilot, mountain climber, diplomat, space captain, and genius. IQ 498.
Hi, kids. I'm Captain Kremen. Don't you wish everyone was? You remember last week on our way out to investigate a strange object hanging in space, we received a news broadcast from Earth that told me all was not well down there.
The news. The Soviet Union has crashed at Cairo Airport, north of Hawaii. The 1974 Commonwealth Games are to be held in Wormwood Scrubs Prison.
Carla.
Yes, Captain?
Is this news sounding strange to you?
I don't know, Captain. I never listen to the news. It brings me down.
You know, I think whatever that thing is in space, it's affecting Earth.
Oh, dear.
Carla.
What?
I think it's time we trod boldly.
Where no human hand has set foot?
Yes, quick. Let's don all Lurex spacesuits. Gonad?
What is it, Captain?
Get Travel Pod 1 ready.
You gonna tread boldly?
Yeah, I want to take a close look at that thing out there.
3, 2, 1, contact.
Soon, Carla and I were swanning out into the blackness of space, leaving our ship far behind.
Look, Captain, it's coming into view.
Good grief, Carla, you're right. It's massive. I haven't seen anything as big as that since 1987, when a meteorite came so close to Earth, it ripped Jimmy Young's wig off.
This is what you do.
When we arrived at the thing, I noticed how menacing it looked with its huge blue metal body, sharp nose, and fins at the back.
Looks like a bomb to me. Oh, should we investigate or run?
Carla!
What?
You know how butch and fearless I am.
But I just thought...
Remember that time I volunteered and became the first spaceman to go to the sun?
Didn't you get burned?
No, we went at night. I decided to investigate further and ran my hand along the side of the thing. Good grief!
What, Captain?
It feels like leather!
You still got your gloves on.
Oh. As we gasped in amazement, a large round door in the side of the thing opened. And Carla and I went inside. Carla?
Yes, Captain?
This thing might be a bomb.
Goodbye, Captain.
Carla,
don't you
remember your oath of allegiance to go forth boldly?
I am going forth boldly. Back to the ship.
But don't you want another medal?
What'll I have left to pin it on?
Look! It's a door in the side. Oh. It's opening. There was no turning back. Our heavy metal space boots clunked ominously as we entered the hull.
Kind of spooky, isn't it, Captain?
Oh, I don't know, Carla. We've known worse situations than this.
Hmm?
Remember the time we killed the thing that went...
Oh, yeah. And then we went on to squash the thing that went...
Yeah, but that was nothing compared to what we did to the thing that went...
I kind of got attached to that one.
Never get friendly with things that eat you, Carla. I decided things were getting pretty desperate, so I whipped out my miniature digital computer and computed some digitals.
What does it say, Captain?
Well, it says...
101-1, subroutine ELPS array ABSX1C, 103-2, dimension array 3002, 104...
Tune in next week to a special 7-hour edition when Dr. Magnus Pike explains all in Episode 4 of The Adventures of Captain Kremen.
Captain Kremen is a Capital Wireless Workshop production.
Broadcasting from somewhere shady, because we are Free Radio for Merseyside. Transmitting on FM and across the planet on the World Wide Web. This is Central Radio International.
Well, that's not the track we wanted, is it? It's not that one. In fact, it's this one. Sniffing the Tears, something called Driver's Seats. Even I get it wrong sometimes, you know. You're at Central on 106.
Thank you.
Right, it's Central, and I'm not paying attention, am I? So let's hear this, and it's Pirate Street at around 5:30. Okay. This is Cameo. Something called Weird Up. Another one that used to get hammered on Central. But this is the CD version. Another Central favourite from the medium wave days. Okay, next, right after this one, it's Pirate Street. Right after this. Central Radio for a bank holiday Monday on 106.
I hear your name, Mr. Armour, with it's a
That's Boy Meets Girl, Waiting for a Star to Fall. And now it's time for Pirate Street. And we join Kelvin Roger, who's just having his breakfast.
Bloody hell, right, these bloody rice, bloody crispies taste bloody crap today, basically, right? The bloody milk's gone off again. Bloody hell. Well, at least I've managed to get up early today, right? It's only bloody 3 o'clock, right? Nearly 3 o'clock, anyway. There seems to be somebody coming up the bloody pond through the bloody old dish at this time in the bloody day.
Ah, hello, actually. You're up at last, actually. You're up early today, actually. It's not even 3 o'clock yet, actually.
Well, it's all right for you being so bloody bright at this time of bloody day. I've just bloody got out of bed, basically, right?
Oh, well, you need to change your habits then, don't you, actually? You need to get up and out earlier, actually. Anyway, we've got a lot of tasks to do today, actually. There's a Flint Bridge Phase 2, whatever that is.
Yeah, well, right, it's to do with these bloody aerials we put up last time, right? We've got the bloody TXs to take up there, right? We've got a power supply going to them, right? So it should be possible, right, to bloody power them up, right?
Oh, yes, that's a good idea, actually. Yes, so at last we'll have a bit of signal going out, actually.
Well, yes, obviously, right. It's the first bloody DAB, bloody multiplex, right, which will be on the main piers of the bloody bridge, right? And we've got the bloody medium wave, right, going out over the bloody long wires we put up last time, so should be bloody good, right?
Oh, yes. Well, we need to do an evaluation of the situation, actually, because, there's things like costs to consider, actually, which is always a bit of a problem here, actually.
Yeah, you're bloody telling me, right? Every bloody time you bloody run out of bloody money, basically, right? And the other bloody fella had us selling bloody big issue last time, which is bloody crap.
Oh, yes, actually. The money wasn't too good on that, actually, was it?
No, bloody crap. You have to bloody give it to bloody charity as well, right?
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, yeah. At least we're wise enough not to do that again, anyway. Oh, yes. I wonder how the other two are getting on.
Well, what are we going to do today, Joe? Must be quite a few things to do today, mate.
We could try that new loaded coil TX.
Oh, I know the one you mean, mate. Yeah, that's right. You've been working on that for quite a while, haven't you, mate?
Yeah, I've put some bitumen round it, like, to make it, like, really insulative, like.
Oh, that's a good idea, mate. Maybe we should try it out, mate. I'll switch the TX on then, shall I?
Oh, yeah, I've swired it up, so it should be all right.
Okay, mate, we'll switch it on then, mate, and see what happens. Right, I'll just tune it in, mate. No, mate, it hasn't come on yet, mate. I don't know what's happened, mate. Must be some problem, mate. We'll just try it again. No, mate, it doesn't. Can't seem to pick it up, mate. Don't know what's happened there, mate. Must be a bit of a fault, mate. Oh, there's a bit of a noise there, mate. Yeah, can you smell like a... There's some smell, mate. It's like a tar, like they put on the road, mate.
Oh, yeah, there is a smell here. We'll have a look outside, lad, and see what happens.
Yeah, mate, I don't know what that is, mate. We'll have to have a look, mate. Could be, I hope it's not what I think it is, mate. Yeah, there's all black smoke, mate. I don't know what's gone on there, mate.
I think it's gone on fire.
Oh, yeah, it's smouldering, mate. We'll have to turn her off quick, mate. I don't know if we'll have to call the fire brigade, mate. Better go in and turn her off, then. Okay, just turn it back off again, mate. Yeah, I don't know, mate. Yeah, there's all the flames are coming up, mate.
Yeah, it's like flame FM, innit?
No time for jokes, mate. Now, we'll get a hose pipe on it and sort it out later, mate, before someone calls the fire brigade, mate.
You're all right, dear, like we'll do that, then.
Okay, mate. That's failure number one today, mate. Yeah, I wonder how Kelvin and the other fellas getting on, mate. I bet they've got something planned for today, mate.
Well, anyway, Kelvin, where are we going today, actually? I forget where you said you were going, actually.
Yeah, well, basically, we're going the usual bloody places.
Oh, yes, well, have you got all the power supplies sorted out for all this? It's quite a complex operation, actually.
Oh, yeah, right, I've got it all in the bloody van, right, so it's just a matter of bloody driving down there, right?
Okay, we'll set off shortly then. I believe the others over in Liverpool have got some new aerial project of their own, actually. I don't know how they're getting on with it, but yes, we'll have to have a look at the situation, actually, and see how many TXs we can get on today, actually, because, well, time's running out, really, actually. We want it all on the air for Christmas, actually. So we've got the FM through the railway loop, and we've also got the other thing, the DAB, and also the medium wave off the Flint Bridge, actually, plus the backup project, actually, on the railway, the Demarches Railway Bridge, actually. So that should be quite good, actually.
Yeah, right, it's bloody should, right. I agree with you for once, basically, right, but don't expect it all a bloody time, right. I did have a tune round for the others, but there's nothing been heard, right? I don't know why that is, right? So, I don't know, really, right? Yeah, Joe, should be all right now, mate. The firemen have finished damping down now, mate. So should be okay, mate.
Yeah, pity about that, like, but, you know, these things happen, don't they?
Yeah, they seem to happen to me for some reason, mate. Not to worry. We'll get driving down to the other place, mate, to see how the others are getting on, mate. We might be able to get on one of their stations today if they're on, mate.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, like, yeah. We'll do that, Jim.
Let's see, yes, another thing, Kelvin, is how many stations are going on it, actually? I know, there's Central's on us, actually, and, I think it's some station called Tower, I think, will be on the DAB multiplex as well. And I think Dave Coggins is interested as well, actually.
Oh, bloody hell, yes, right. There's quite a bloody few, right. We'll have to get some more bloody names together, right. Otherwise, we'll have a few blank bloody channels on it, right.
Oh, yes. They've got to be illegal stations for that, haven't they, actually? Otherwise, it's against the principles of pirate radio, actually.
Yes, you're bloody right there, right? Okay, we'll get this bloody wiring ready for when the others bloody arrive, right?
Yes, okay, actually. See what happens. In fact, I think they're here now, actually. Is that the car they come in?
Oh, yes, that bloody car, right? It bloody is them, right?
Well, don't say anything, actually.
Yeah. Right, mate, how are you doing, mate? How's things going, mate?
Well, not bad, actually. We've got everything in place, actually, ready to go. So, how are you getting on as well, Joe?
Well, we set something up this morning, like, but it didn't quite work, right, did it?
Oh, no, mate, we never talk. We don't really want to talk about it at the moment, mate. We like to keep our secrets to ourselves for the moment, mate.
Oh, yes. There's all this black stuff all over your clothes. I thought you might have been in a loft or on a roof or something, actually.
Well, it's a long story, mate, but we managed to contain it in the end, mate.
Oh, contain all the power, you mean?
No, the blaze, mate. We had a bit of an overheating problem, mate.
Oh, that sounds very serious, actually.
Bloody hell, basically, right? You haven't bloody set it on fire, have you, basically, right? Well, I'd rather not say, mate. Never mind us. Let's get on with this project, mate.
Oh, yes. Well, what it requires, the main bit that's required at the moment, is for you to flick this switch, actually, and see what happens, actually.
Are you sure it's safe, mate? Of course it's bloody safe, basically, right? I bloody did it. Oh, okay, mate. I'll just flick the switch then, mate.
Oh, that didn't sound quite right, did it, actually? I think we've got a problem, actually. I think we need to go, actually, because I think there's a bit of a power problem in the area, actually. Oh, I think you've caused a blackout, actually.
Well, more of a brownout, really, mate.
Oh, well, we better sling our hook before somebody finds out what's gone on, actually.
Well, come on, basically, Rod, getting back in the bloody cars and bagger off.
Oh, yes, good idea. So let's sling our hook quick. Well, maybe now that we're back at base, actually, we could reflect on what's happened, actually. Tell you what, let's see if there's any news on the radio, actually. I'll just switch it on, actually.
Yes, Roger Phillips with the Phillips phone in, BBC Radio Merseyside. But first, we have a news flash. There's been an explosion at the Flint Bridge involving power lines which have fallen onto the road surface. And specialist people will be coming out to sort out the problem. So the Flint Bridge in North Wales is closed. That's the end of the news flash. Now it's over to our phone-in.
Bloody hell, basically, right?
Oh, right. I've just remembered something, actually. I think I've left something behind, actually.
And what the bloody hell have you left behind, right?
Well, I thought you had it, actually. It's the laptop with all the technical information on it, actually.
Bloody hell, I thought you bloody had that, basically, right? Is that important, mate? Of course it's bloody important, basically, right? It's got every bloody thing on it, basically, right?
I'm fed up with this. Looks like this project is just doomed, actually. Absolutely doomed.
Yeah, well, we'd better bloody do something about it, right? But there's nothing we can do, right, till all the bloody authorities have cleared off again, basically, right? We'll just have to bloody hope for the best, basically, right?
Oh, I don't know. Every time we try to do something, it goes wrong, actually.
Bloody hell, for once I bloody agree with you, basically, right? It's a load of bloody crap, basically, right? Bloody hell.
Continuing the sound of free radio across Merseyside.
It's a happy, happy sound.
Central
Radio
International.
International.
Blame excesses on the American dream. So seldom wins.
And Imagination 1986. I remember the 12-inch single of that in their Central Studio when they got a promo of it. Can't be bad. Right, hope you enjoyed Pirate Street, and we're going to bring it back at Christmas as well with this Christmas special. So we might even do a longer one, like half an hour. You never know. I'll have to consult with the cast about that, I think. Okay, coming next, it's Scritti Politti. Too good to last, wasn't it? We'll just skip that slightly and see what happens. I know it's very amateurish doing this, but oh, that's better.
Baby, I wanna be.
There, something called Love Sick, and it's Central Radio 106 through till at least midnight tonight, so do stay tuned for our all day format on this bank holiday Monday.
Central Radio International, broadcasting to Liverpool, the Wirral, Lancashire and Llanfair, CFC Magistrate, all buildings yellow and ace have go go go, but only when the wind's blowing in the right direction. Moving pirate radio into the 21st century. Central Radio International.
Killing me.
that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. So from me, Jim Lowe, it's been great being on Central again. And it's bye for now. I'll leave you with this one from Skritti Blitti, instrumental version of the one we played earlier.